Hello, I'm Terry Warren, and in the studio with me is Colin Bowen from the RSPB, who's involved in the Wild Place Your Space down at the Waterworks Nature Reserve in Lammas Road, which is off Leabridge Road. Hello, Colin.
Hello.
You've been doing this project for...
About 2.5 years, just over that now. Yeah, it's a 3-year project. And yeah, it's been quite an exciting thing to be involved in. Ends in December this year, but there'll be lots of things carrying on after the project.
What was the reason for the project?
Lee Valley Regional Park had looked into 6 sites in the Lee Valley, including Middleton House Gardens, Tottenham Marshes, the Waterworks Nature Reserve, Middlesex Filter Beds, Bow Creek Ecology Park and East India Dock Basin. That's 6 sites going from Enfield right the way down to the River Thames, and found that quite a lot of communities were not using the site. There were a lot of traditionally underrepresented communities, people who might live locally but not even know that the site was there and not go and enjoy those spaces for some reason. So those groups of people were disabled people and their carers, children and young people, families on low incomes, Black and Asian and minority ethnic and refugee communities. This project came together to look at how we could do that, working through schools and communities across those 6 boroughs.
And the Lee Valley Park invited you, the RSPB, to run this.
Yeah, RSPB obviously does lots of work for birds in this country and around the world, and it does a lot really saving nature in the UK as well. And what we do is work at more of a landscape level within the UK and elsewhere, but to make sure that we can then help birds and other wildlife while we're doing that.
It's all interconnected, isn't it?
It's all interconnected stuff, yeah. So there's been a series of projects that the RSPB has done with different landowners in London. Although we own quite a lot of land in other areas of the UK, in London, it's people like City of London or Lee Valley Regional Park or Regent's Park, those kind of partners we work with in order to improve those spaces for wildlife and to connect people more closely to the nature and wildlife that's on their doorstep.
You have quite a lot of ground down at the Waterworks, don't you?
Well, the wildlife garden that we have there is 1 acre in size. The park itself, Lee Valley Regional Park, is about 26 miles long and something like about 10,000 acres. So in comparison to that, it's actually very, very small. But it's a very big task for a project like ours.
Do you get a lot of people visit?
We do, actually. We get thousands of visitors. Really, I think it's something like about 15,000 visitors is what we're expecting by the end of this project.
And all the volunteers you've had, how have they progressed?
Different volunteers have come into the project either through seeing the roles advertised in local volunteer centres or places like Do It or Be Involved. But often they're coming through the groups that we've gone out to introduce them to nature and wildlife. And they've had a really positive experience themselves, and then that's kind of motivated them to get a little bit more involved and to find out a little bit more about how they can help wildlife where they are or to help the project itself. So we do have people now who've been doing quite a lot of going out to communities themselves to help introduce them into the Lee Valley Regional Park, and they've taken their own journeys. Some of them have gained employment as a result of it. There was always going to be a number of volunteers involved in the project, in education work and helping with events and doing the wildlife garden as well. But we've provided a lot of informal training and some vocational training with City and Guild's gardening courses, for instance, to help people garden, you know, successfully and get that kind of confidence that they need, but it can also go on and help them become more employable after the project has finished.
So there's going to be a legacy?
There'll definitely be a legacy. There already is with, you know, quite a few of the people who've been involved in the project. And for instance, we worked with a group of young people who were excluded from school in Newham Tower Hamlets, helping within the wildlife garden and doing gardening courses. 30 of those got BTEC qualifications and 10 of them ended up with City and Guild's gardening courses. So one of those we did a work placement with and is now working as a river warden with Thames 21. So it's very exciting, really, to see these people's journeys as they're going through.
Have you had any connection with the Olympic Park?
We're very closely connected to the Olympic Park, with the Waterworks being a campsite during the Olympics as well.
Oh, really?
It certainly did, yeah. It certainly did impact on what was going on locally. But actually, in terms of us being able to deliver things, it was actually fine. But with the Olympics itself, LOCOG, London Organising Committee for the Olympic Games, ran a project called Changing Places, which brought volunteers together in the lead up to the Olympics to help out in local communities in the environment. So we had about 30 volunteers come along one day in very early part of the year, very cold, miserable weather, clearing down our garden, getting it all ready for planting and making meadows and turning it into the beautiful garden that it now is.
So they've learnt something and took it on to the gardens down at Olympic Park.
Yep, certainly have. They're among several hundred people who volunteered in the garden to date.
So from an underused site in East London to a well-used and well-cared-for garden and nature reserve, you've done very well.
Well, I think we're really pleased. The aim of the garden is to bring people much closer to nature. So you can see birds up close, you can see different kinds of insects or wildlife and find out a little bit more about them and what we can all do, just simple things we can all do that'll help nature. You know, it needs our help. A lot of birds and species are in decline. And there are very easy things that we can all do. It's a very beautiful garden that we now have, which we're very lucky that it's turned out that way, very pleased that it has. And we know that there are people locally who are now using it as their own garden. They live in high-rise blocks, they don't have access to green spaces. And that's a really nice, positive, long-term outcome of the project.
On Saturday, the 15th of September, you've got a wildlife carnival event taking place.
Yes, we have. Quite a big event, actually, involving lots of community groups. It's free and open to everyone. Lots of communities have been involved in the project that we've been running in the Lee Valley Regional Park, and we're bringing them all together to celebrate the project and their involvement. So what we're hoping, and we've already got lots of communities saying they're going to do this, is come along and do different activities, things like dance, music, singing and poetry reading, having a stall, lots of different activities that people can do, and really kind of just all getting together and having a wonderful time in the park. The RSPB is there as one of the partners of the organisation.
Yeah, you work for them, don't you?
I do happen to work for the RSPB, yeah. I'm very pleased that I do. Or I wouldn't be doing this fantastic project, you know, bringing 35,000 people closer to nature in the Lee Valley.
35,000, that's a lot.
It's a really, you know, huge number of people, and we're actually quite close to achieving that target now. And hopefully by the time we get to this event, we'll have actually exceeded the target, working with lots of different community groups and schools in and around Enfield, Haringey, Waltham Forest, Newham, Tower Hamlets and Hackney. A very big geographical area. So it's involved a lot of kind of outreach, going out to different communities, going onto estates and finding out what schools are close to the Lee Valley Regional Park that have never been there before, what kind of things that communities might like to do if they'd like to go out and be in a big green space like the park.
I'll take it you're still looking for assistance of some sort.
We certainly are. For this particular event, we need help with setting up and on the event itself, welcoming people, doing activities, wildlife activities around the site, just being generally quite friendly and what have you. And also, because the carnival itself is a wildlife carnival, we're inviting people to either make costumes and bring them along or make some on the day out of lots of recycled material that we'll have. We'll have a salsa group, live salsa band and salsa dances, training people on how to do dancing as well. And the carnival will run twice during the day, but we need some help in the meantime making different kind of wildlife parts like wings or antennae or legs and things like that that people put on when they get there.
And of course you need some wildlife garden assistance.
Definitely do, yeah. We've got an acre wildlife garden that's going to be opened on the day. It's been open to the public already for about a year and a half, but we'll have completed it. It's a very, very big task. Just one of the things that's there is a giant willow dome. It's about 10 metres wide, about 4 metres high, and made out of willow from the Lee Valley Regional Park, and was started off by Waltham Forest Asian Mothers Group. A whole load of women from there and their children helped to cut willow, bind it, and make this enormous dome structure, which is now living. And they'll be making big, giant ribbons out of recycled saris to bring it to life and make it really colourful.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much, Colin.
Thank you.